Hello, and welcome to Adapting to Uncertainty. This is session one in my Foundations of Wellbeing series, and I'm Adam Chalmers. I'm really grateful to have you with me today. There's nothing like challenge to help us to grow. There's nothing like disruption in our life to shake us up, to make us look at things from a different perspective. Like being put inside a snow globe and shaken around, initially all of the snow goes up and swirls around. But when everything settles down and the globe is placed firmly back down again, it doesn't take long before the snow begins to settle and everything clears. It's no different to a storm. When you get a really massive storm running down on the mountainsides and the hills, especially where I live, all the lakes and rivers turn brown with a raging torrent of water and everything gets stirred up and shaken about. However, within a couple of days, the river levels drop, everything clears, and the clarity once again returns. And what you often find with rivers is that after a large storm, the shape of the river has changed. Perhaps the swimming hole is now in a different place. Maybe some rocks have been washed down, or trees, created dams, broken other ones down. Disruption occurs, and beautiful change comes with it. So it is with you and me. Life is ever giving us opportunities to grow and develop. But how painful it is for us, how disruptive to our mental and emotional health, that's up to us. The challenges that come are the challenges that come. But what we have is an opportunity to choose how we respond to them. And that's the path of responsibility. So foundation number one is personal responsibility. Taking ownership for the direction of your life and where you are right now is very empowering, actually, to look at yourself and say, I got myself here. I am a result of where I have come from, and that has brought me here. Everything that has happened to me so far has shaped who I am and what I decide to do from this moment on will shape who I become. And I invite you, if you are somewhat distracted, to please tune in. Give me the next 15 minutes of your life. Take responsibility for your ability to focus, to hone in, to listen. You are very adaptable, extremely so. You're a human being, and human beings are adaptable. We're the most adaptable species on Earth, and we have achieved so much from this space, our ability to move throughout the globe and make the most of any environment is a testament to our strength and our ability to thrive in adversity. And so when life throws up challenge at you, when you get disrupted, when you get thrown off course, when the storms of life buffet you, what do you do? How do you respond? What is your default? Are you the worrier who worries about everything, anxiously fretting about what could go wrong next and avoiding any possible conflict or challenge to try futilely to protect yourself? Or are you the warrior? The one who runs to challenge, who seeks adventure, who seeks discomfort, because you know that it's only through the struggles that you become strong. It is only through mistakes that you learn. It is only through getting your roots down deep that you can grow tall. Physical adaptation can happen through how we manage stress. Now, a person who manages stress very well will naturally be drawn to environments that are perhaps more intense than some of us would like. And if you are a person who naturally handles stress well, you might find yourself drawn to a medical profession like ER, or an ambulance officer or a police person. So working in somewhere like the police, particularly on the front line or in the military, or even in a high-powered corporate job, that is something that is unpredictable, challenging, can be in your face, and you might find yourself frequently in situations that are highly tense and unpredictable. Now, that might seem comfortable to you if you find that you handle stress well, but if you're the kind of person that does not handle stress well, if you find that you easily become overwhelmed by uncertainty, by disruption, by challenge, then you'll tend to shy away from those things and you'll look for something that is safe and comfortable. You might find yourself looking for the kind of job or the kind of partner that makes you feel very secure. You're looking to preserve yourself, to keep yourself safe. It's a form of external control, and we all do it to some degree or another. But I would invite you to think about this, to consider that life by its very nature is change, it is uncertainty. And that in believing that there is a life that exists without it, you are deceiving yourself. There is no way to avoid disruption. What we can do is prepare ourselves for it. You can prepare yourself to handle it, to thrive in it, to excel in this environment. And no matter where you are right now in your life, you can always make improvements. You can always make subtle little changes in the way that you perceive your reality by changing your reactions to life. Your body is very complex. And I spent several years of my life studying the body. I studied anatomy and structural biology at university, as well as some physiology. And the more I've learned about the body, and as I've gone on to study yoga and other disciplines, I've come to see that our body is both extremely complex, but absolutely intricately connected. And in some ways, also simple. One of the most astounding things about the body is that small changes in one part can create overall changes in the whole system. And nothing is more evident of this process than what happens when you change the way that you breathe. Breath and stress are directly related. And in fact, one of the first things you're told to do in a stressful situation, if you go to a first aid course, is to stop and breathe, slow down and take in your surroundings. And the reason for this is that we often tend to go into panic mode when we get into stressful situations. And what panic does is it clouds our mind and we do not make clear decisions. We don't think clearly, we don't act appropriately when we are freaking out. So we must avoid freaking out in life. And if you feel like you've been freaking out lately, now is an opportunity to stop and to breathe and to calm yourself down. And it works a little bit like this. You have a nervous system. It's very complex, as I said, but I can simplify it for you quite easily. It has two major parts, your brain and your spinal cord, and this is known as your central nervous system. It sends information from your brain to your body. And then you have what's known as your peripheral nervous system, which is all the nerves that innervate your tissues and organs and send messages from the body back to the brain. So it goes both ways, from brain to body, from body to brain. And there's a constant flow of information traveling back and forth. Now, when you receive information into your body through your senses, it goes to the brain processes it, and then the brain sends a message back to the body. Just like if you were to reach out for a hot cup, touch it and realize it was very hot, you would immediately draw your hand away. Now, it was the sensation of touch on your fingertips that sent a message flying up the nerves of your arm to your spinal cord, up into your brain, and then the brain quickly sent a message back down through the nervous system to the fingers, and you drew the hand away all in a split second. It's very fast. When you go into a stressful situation, and be that a perceived stress, an imagined stress, or a real stress, whether you're imagining it in your mind or your body is taking in the information and sending it to your brain, either way, the response is alarmingly quick. And so if you're finding that there have been things happening in your life that are very disruptive, perhaps you've lost your job, perhaps a relationship has fallen through, or something has happened with a loved one. Maybe there's financial uncertainty in your life and you don't know how you're going to survive financially. What about your health? Have you been struggling with your health? Any of these things can create stress. Now, stress is a normal part of life. We need it. We need stress to grow. We need it to get stronger. Just like the tree that experiences the frost sends its roots down deeper. Or the person that climbs a mountain gets stronger. So it is that we adapt through stress, and it's our main adaptive mechanism. But when the stress response gets stuck, when we stay in the stress response for too long, it can start to wear our body down. And what we find is we start to get tired. We lose focus. Perhaps you might find that you are lethargic, lacking in vitality and energy. You might find that you are reaching out for a quick fix to make you feel better. Maybe you just cannot get the motivation you need to go out and do that thing you know you need to do. And often that's because you're stuck in stress response. The stress response, it's known as the sympathetic nervous system. It happens automatically. It's beyond your control. Unlike your muscular system, which you can move at will, your autonomic nervous system, of which the sympathetic is a part, is beyond your control. It's all those things that happen automatically. And breath is one of these things. As you well know, if you don't think about breathing, you still breathe. When you're asleep, you still breathe. However, the interesting thing about breath is that you can bring it under your control. And when the sympathetic nervous system gets triggered, it's often called the fight or flight response, but I like to call it rapid responder. It's what you need to help you respond to life and death scenarios, to challenge, acute and sudden challenge. When this gets activated, you often find that you'll begin to shallow breathe, you'll feel tense, you'll feel tight, and unless you start to calm your system down consciously, you might find yourself stuck in a cycle of stress that goes on and on. And to adapt, we have to take back control of our stress response. And this is where consciously breathing makes all of the difference. So if you are feeling uncertain, if you are feeling unsure about where life is going, if you are struggling to make clear and concise decisions about where to next, begin to identify when you are feeling stressed. And when that tension arises in your body, dis-ease, discomfort, slow down and take a few deep breaths. Placing one hand on your chest and the other on your belly, you can begin to inhale through your nose, feeling your lungs fill and then your belly fill. And if you take a deep enough breath so that you feel the hand on your stomach expand and fill your belly with air, you will have stretched your lungs out. And that expanding of the lungs and the diaphragm sends a message back through a nerve called your vagus nerve to your brain, and it says relax, calm down. So practice just taking those nice deep full breaths, feeling your belly expand, and then exhaling and letting it all out. And it can feel really good to count a nice slow tempo of inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1, inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we repeat this for 4 rounds of 4 breaths in and 4 breaths out. You can go for longer if that feels right. That's a great place to start. And it is a beginning of taking back charge of your nervous system. When you experience the challenge and you walk into it and you breathe through it, you will get through it. And when you come out the other side, you feel the elation that comes with overcoming challenge. Over time, you will learn to notice when your body is resisting something and consciously relaxing it. You will make the most of the situation and handle it as best as possible. Taking responsibility is the foundation of adaptation to challenge. It's the foundation of your well-being. It's the first step. And once you've taken that step of accepting that you are responsible where you will go from here, start to notice how are you responding to the challenges in your life. What are you doing when they come along? And when you feel uncomfortable, how are you responding to it? And are you running from it or running towards it? Are you greeting it and welcoming it or resisting it? And what is that resistance doing to you? How do you feel? I invite you for the next week, when you feel resistance and challenge coming at you, breathe into it, take those breaths, feel it, and ask yourself, am I seeing the opportunity in this challenge, or am I getting stuck in it? And will I take responsibility for how I respond to it? The choice is absolutely yours. Thank you.